Blog Talk Radio.
Over the weekend, because we were kind of actually busy. It was actually popping yesterday. We did it, you guys. We hit 1,500. That is amazing and awesome, and I kind of knew that was going to happen. So, wow, y'all, just wow. I'm so, like, I could cry right now. So we've got lots of things to talk about today. Lots of things to bring up, I'm sure, because, yeah, first off, I want to tell you guys, ladies, please heed my warning. Stay the fuck away from your ex. I was in an accident recently. I'm okay. I have shards of glass marks on my body and my face. I tried to tell him to stop and slow down, and he was really bad off. And he, if I didn't get in the truck with him, he was going to have make a fit, throw this big scene. Maybe I should have just let him do the scene. He already put himself on the ground, and he was crying and stuff like that. And I just wanted him to go to the house, you know, get off the road, be safe, talk, whatever. Try to do the nice thing, you know, because he just seemed very, really bad off. It was bad. Well, it got worse after that. He crashed. I don't know why he did what he did or why he was taking me where he was taking me. He was supposed to go to this house. Not to go to this house that has nothing or nobody in it where no one can hear you scream, right? So I ended up very far away from my house. No one even fucking knows when I was gone. He crashed. Luckily, I was sitting closer to him because he was like, he pulled me closer to him. On his side of the truck. If I had been seatbelted in, I probably would not be here right now because that side of the truck was damaged and took most of the impact. My fucking back hurts. Like, I tried to go to urgent care yesterday and they were too many people. I did. Really, Lucifer? You just hit that. That's what I'm talking into. Why did you attack the microphone? Well, anyhow, I started walking off. I did make it home, no thanks to him. He literally expected me to come back and get him after trying to headbutt me in the face because he was freaking out. I was just trying to get him off the ground. He's crying, telling me to enjoy his pain. I wasn't enjoying any of it. I didn't like any of it. Nothing about it was nice. It didn't look good. It didn't feel good either. It was scary. So he got scarier. Still going on about someone that I haven't seen in years and never apparently had sex with in the first place. Because he said it himself. I was surprised when he said that we never did. And it's 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and he was in prison. And this guy cheated on me with an ugly, ugly girl who's a heroin addict, doesn't have a job, has no future, nothing. Really bad at crime. I mean, really bad. She makes me look like I'm a fucking nun. No worries, guys. I'm not out here committing crimes. I'm literally, like, doing things with my life. And I look way better than her. And I'm pretty sure the book that I had found in his car, which was poorly written, I mean, I started thumbing through it. It was the worst piece of literature I had ever seen. How someone got that published, I don't know. But I threw it out the window. I bet that was her book. She doesn't seem like she can read past the 7th grade level. It's quite sad. When I was in 6th grade, I read college level. It's ridiculous. It's because I was homeschooled. My mom made sure to get that reading into us, so whatever it took. Thank you, Mom. So, you know, I did get home. The universe provided. He then proceeded to write me nasty letters saying that he was going to come to my house and all this and be crazy. And I was like, please don't, man. Like, just stop. And he did the usual thing where he throws a female in my face. It doesn't bother me anymore. Eventually, you become numb because I know my powers. I know what I can do. And I know what I'm capable of. I know my wants. I know my desires. And I definitely know that I'm really busy and I'm incredibly lazy. I'm sorry, ladies. If you find it that you can go meet up with a random dude and, like, just have sex with him, are you orgasming because of the fact, or how do you orgasm? Because men don't know how to give orgasms. They don't. Regular ass dudes that you come across every day are wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Me and my ex would be for hours. Hours. You go from hours and having multiple orgasms to going off with a random dude who probably can't give you that. I'm sorry, I'm spoiled. I expect a lot. So I'm not going to, like, get with a random dude. It's just not going to happen. Stop trying to make fetch happen. So, anyhow, it just angers me. And that's all he was worried about, too, was if I took off with some imaginary person. Like, why are you so obsessed? If I cheated on you, I would have told you by now. But I know you cheated on me because I caught you spending the night at the trailer park on my phone. Deny, deny, deny. Yeah, well, she lives at 24 Circle Drive, so. She lives right down the street from me, too. I laugh at that bitch every time I drive by her and she's walking her trailer with whatever shit she's got. He definitely treats her like a whore because he never let me walk anywhere. One reason, because he's possessive and doesn't want males talking to me. And another reason, because he's concerned, I guess, maybe. Maybe, I don't know, we'll see. He doesn't seem too concerned about that bitch. But she's on every beck and call. He tries to call me for stuff, and I'm like, why don't you ask her? You know? Well, I guess when you're paying them in dope bags, you know? I didn't know when he did that stuff. And when I was finding all that out, that's when things were, like, really falling apart. When COVID really happened, like, I just stopped working, it really foiled his plans because I was working 2-3 jobs. So he had all the time in the world to go see his horse, go do his drug dealings, and then come pick me up from work and take me home, like, literally. I'd be at work, and my timeline would be like, you drove 48 miles today. Where the fuck am I going? The reason why I'm telling you all this is because you don't know who you're getting with until it's too late. You don't know who you're getting with until they give you a cell phone to help you out, air quotations, and they're using it to spy on you, work against you, and then they have access to your shit. So if you have Google, you can see everywhere you go. Someone got your Google on their phone, they can go anywhere, and it's going to show up on your shit. Oh, you weren't here today. You were here this long today. Google does not lie. So when it comes to catching cheaters, oh, y'all, I can catch a cheater. Let me tell you. I have figured out some things. Every time I blocked him on his Facebook, he would make a new email, or he already had them, and he made a new Facebook. He does it all the time. So if I want to find out if an email that's writing my email for some reason has got a Facebook and it's him, or a Facebook that's he's pretending to be someone else, I use the email if I have access to an email for him, and I put it on Facebook to see if I can forget my password and whatnot and see what profile it is. Easy, easy peasy. That's how I knew. That, in effect, I see that's your thumb, motherfucker. We got videos of us. I see your thumb. I know what your thumb looks like, bro. That's all right. you enjoy your 55-gallon keg with drums, and you hid your vehicle that you crashed in. He's trying to act like it didn't happen either. I don't know what you're talking about, he says. Well, I have all the checks from when I walked away from him after he tried to attack me. So, it's a crazy world, you guys. And in my town, even though it's a Democratic town, guys get away with a lot here. Well, you're only untouchable for so long. Eventually that shit will run out. Your luck will run out eventually. And it looks like his world is coming down around him. Soon, all that will be left of his life is just doing crimes to get by. And that's how you stay in the cycle. Well, enough about me, motherfuckers. Stay away from your danger sex, bitches. So, Mr. Lucifer is having a wonderful fucking time this morning laying across here, being absolutely adorable and then attacking me once I rub his belly one more time. It's like two rubs or I will bite you. I will bite the shit out of you as per protocol. Lucifer, stop. I pet him and now he's eating my hand. So I wanted to share you guys something because I feel it is important. So this has happened to me before, and it's something that everybody should be aware of, and I didn't know this was this. I literally got out of my car and took it and threw it in the trash and then went in my car and got in and left. So don't make my mistake. I could have easily led them to my home. So check this out, y'all. Now, there was a woman, I think she was on TikTok. I think I'm going to join TikTok. It looks fun. Now, a woman had filmed herself, how a creep left a water bottle on her car. And another woman came out and explained what it was. Now, two women's TikTok videos about staying safe are going viral, and it's quite shocking how scary the world can be at times. Now, Haley West explained what happened to her outside her supermarket, and it is raising a lot of eyebrows. And I will tell you, this has happened to me before, and I had no idea. Unbeknownst. So, in her video, Haley from Cincinnati details her incredibly weird interaction with a suspicious, creepy guy who seemed like he was hitting on her while he was while she was parked in her car, but he might have had a very nefarious purpose in mind. Now, she felt weirded out, so she went to a store to hide. But when she came back, however, there was a water bottle perched on the hood of her car. Sounds innocent, right? Not so much. Now, another TikTok user, AlessB423, a.k.a. Ellie, she claimed that putting a water bottle on someone's car is a tactic that some kidnappers and human traffickers use. She warned people not to get distracted and to leave the bottle and to just drive off. The bottle will fall off on its own. How Ellie knows about this tactic is on a lot of people's minds. Now, she mentioned having been in contact with kidnapping and trafficking survivors. And she goes into way more detail about this in her follow-up videos, which you can find her on TikTok. Meanwhile, we've reached out to Haley to hear more about her situation. Now, Haley shared a bizarre story about how a suspicious guy ended up leaving a water bottle on the hood of her car. All right, so she was literally shaking, and it was the weirdest thing that happened to her. Now, she recounted what happened with the man. Now, she was leaving Fresh Thyme, and she's parked in this big parking lot. This guy was walking, like, kind of close to her, kind of, but not. You know, you could tell that he was staring at her while he was walking, and he yelled over to her, like, "Hey, what's your name?" Now, that man walked right up to her car, and he was like, "Come check out my car. It's nice. It's a Lexus. You like it?" "Like, it's my car, though," she said to herself. Now, she didn't react to that because she would have given away that it was her car, although she thought he already knew. Now, my son Haley decided that she didn't feel very comfortable, so she went to a nearby store to get some help and made damn sure that the guy wasn't in the parking lot anymore. So she went across the street to the TJ Maxx and got some help. Now, she made sure he still wasn't out there.
But that's when she saw the bottle on the hood of her car. She warned everyone to be aware of their surroundings at all times. So when she came back, there was a water bottle on her hood, and she doesn't want to correlate that, but that's never happened to her before. So she just wanted to say, be aware of all of our surroundings at all times, especially if you're a woman. So be careful out there. Now, you can watch Haley's full video on TikTok. You could also go to the Bored Panda, who also covered the story. Now, if you feel extremely threatened by a person who's following you, drive to a police station or an auto car shop and make sure you look under the car, because they can put GPS trackers there. They can put it on the bottom of your car, and that can give out your location for a certain amount of time. Never go straight home. Now, that might sound tad paranoid, even fantastical, but Elliot pointed out that GPS trackers are a real thing, and it's not just something that we see in movies and on TV after all. No, it isn't, actually. So traffickers don't care how old you are. They don't care what you're wearing. They don't care about your size. If they want you, they will try to get you. Always be aware of your surroundings and to shop with a friend. And that's hard to do, I know, with COVID, but keep pepper spray or a protective device on you, and please stay safe. Ellie warned. Now, there are also things that some criminals leave messages around their potential victim's home, but not all theories about kidnappers and criminals' tactics are true. However, some of them have been proven to be internet hoaxes. For instance, officers had debunked the theories that zip ties around safety mirrors or flannel shirts on the windshield are traffickers' ways to distract their targets. The police pointed out that traffickers don't warn their victims, and that's what makes them so dangerous. Now, I will tell you and elaborate with you. I did have a bottle sitting on my car once, and that was about 2 years ago. I came out of Walmart. There was a water bottle sitting on my car. I just thought some asshole set it on my car. I did not look around. I did not think about it. I just fucking walked over, took it off, put it in the trash, and put hand sanitizer on my hands because I was carried out my car. I could have very well led someone to my home. I could have very well fucking never made it home. I could have very well had a GPS on my car. Now, I will share with you also, there was one time I was shopping with Matilda, and she was probably 7 months old. We didn't live very far from Walmart, so it was an easy walk. And my friend would pick us up after he'd get off work. I would, you know, shop while he's getting off work, and he would get off work and pick us up so I'd get the groceries home. These two men were following me around the store. They made eye contact several times. They walked very close, almost to where you could feel their breath on you. They looked at my daughter several times. I made eye contact with them several times. They followed me around the store. Thank God that Jason was coming to pick us up, because the same type of van that I had recently chased a few months ago that I know had somebody in it, he ran from me. I reported it to the police, but he went on to Miami to go snatch a little girl. Same man. Ah, that shit hurt. I wanted to get him so bad. I knew it. I felt it. The voice said, follow that van. I did. He knew I was following him. God, it's terrible. I lost him. I did. I told the police, but they never got him. Same type of van. Weird as fuck. Two dudes in it driving by staring at me and Jason while we're putting groceries in the car. They were fucking mad. They had been following us for 2 hours in that store. They were sex traffickers. I had been very lucky that day. If we had been walking home, we would have probably never made it. Sex trafficking happens every day. It happens to all types of people, even males. Trans, bi, queer, non-binary, everybody is a potential victim. So everyone, be careful, especially if you're women, especially if you're alone. Be aware. Now, there is a product on the market called the Claw, and it is definitely okay with the police. Pepper spray can be useless because it can actually piss the person off and make them have adrenaline that would make them into a monster much worse than you could ever battle off. So the cat claw, the claw is pretty awesome. You hook it onto your key ring, and it is sharp. I'm a smoker. Like, I'm a pot smoker. I roll up my joints. If I go Pokemon Go, I take my torch with me. And if someone tries to grab me, I got my torch in my hand. This thing's going to hurt. And it's going to hurt for a minute. So I'm going to get away from you. Pretty soon, I'm going to have my license to carry. You know, because shit like with my ex, he can do all the stuff that he wants to me, say everything he wants to me, and literally have no reason for it, no real, and no evidence either. I'm not going to go out and meet people, especially during COVID-19. And where my friend Rez, he was in California working on a weed farm, lucky bastard. I only saw pictures of him standing in front of tents. I thought he was like a nomad. I never really asked or anything. I thought he was homeless. He works on a weed farm. He wasn't even here. So I'm going through all this shit, and, like, he just finds it it's comical to him because it's so stupid. So just be careful, guys, because these dudes do not care. They only care about what happens to them. So for our Black History today, we're going to do a short thing for our women's spot, because it's Girl Power Hour. So I'm going to name off some Black women that you probably didn't see in your history textbooks. So any time of the year is an excellent one to learn about Black women in history who accomplished incredible things. Remember, every day is a day in Black history. Black history is made every fucking day. So there's some Black history that we never learned. There are some women who accomplished incredible things, but have been neglected by historians because, you know, white power. This is beyond Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman. There are thousands of Black women who broke barriers in sports, medicine, literature, politics, and every other sphere and deserve much greater recognition. Now, according to the National Council of Social Studies, not knowing about these extraordinary Black women is common. Only 1 to 2 lessons, or 8 to 9% of total class time, is devoted to Black history in the U.S. history classrooms because white consumption. Now, the organization says that they recommend curriculum from a Black perspective with topics specifically geared towards the Black experience to help improve the superficial knowledge many kids are left with after Black history lessons. We got the peanut guy. History isn't fixed in textbooks. That's a continual process of discovery you can take part in no matter what your knowledge base is. Even if you're done with school, you can still learn, which where this list of 18 black women you should know about comes in. From civil rights activists to poets, sports stars, and state leaders, knowing these women's stories is essential. Ow, Lucy, and long overdue. I'm going to bite the shit out of you, bastard. Ow. You're eating my hand, you dick fuck. Sorry, that shit hurt. Ow! Why are you trying to eat my hand? He is like a freaking tiger. It's insane. All right, so Althea Gibson. Unless you're a longtime tennis fan, you may not be familiar with Althea Gibson, who was the first Black woman to compete at Wimbledon in 1951. According to the International Tennis Hall of Fame, opening doors for Black athletes everywhere. That's Black motherfucking excellence. And she didn't just compete. Her victories are legendary. She went on to win singles titles at the U.S. Open and Wimbledon in 1957 and 58. And the Associated Press named her Female Athlete of the Year those same 2 years in a row. Now in 2016, Serena Williams recognized her accomplishments when she tweeted, "Althea Gibson paved the way for all women of color in sport." And though Gibson is most famous for her tennis skills, that wasn't the only sport she played. Gibson became a professional golfer in 1963, just years after winning her tennis titles. Number two, Amelia Boynton Robinson. Amelia Boynton Robinson helped organize the 1965 Civil March and became the first Black woman to run for Congress in Alabama. Although she didn't win, her campaign raised much-needed awareness about voter discrimination, which is still ongoing today. After she died at 104, former President Barack Obama recognized her legacy as an official statement. She was strong, as hopeful, as indomitable of spirit, as quintessentially, God damn it, there's no N there. Quintessentially, thank you, American. Where the fuck did that word come from? I've never seen that word before. That's interesting. I'm going to have to try and use that in a sentence. I'm high. Shut up. As I'm sure she was that day 50 years ago, he said. Now, to honor the legacy of an American hero like Amelia Boynton requires only that we follow her example, that all of us fight to protect everyone's right to vote. Which, if you've been listening to the show this last week, I've been talking about that shit. They're rolling out legislature that stops the regular person, the regular black person, the fucking Native American, the immigrant who's been naturalized, vote. Even some of you white trash folks over here in the trailer parks won't be able to vote. Yeah, because, you know, licenses and stuff like that and certain things and little provisos. Don't worry, you little white folks out there who believe in white power like Kyle Rittenhouse, who's fucking missing. Jane Boland is number three. She was a trailblazer for women of color who practiced law. She was the first black woman to graduate from Yale Law School and became the nation's first black woman judge in 1939. According to the New York Times, Boland ruled on an important family court cases throughout her career and worked with former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt to support a program that aimed to root out crime among young boys. In addition, as the Times pointed out, she ruled against the assignment of probation officers based on race. Daisy Bates. After moving to Little Rock, Arkansas, Daisy Bates helped start one of the first black newspapers that was entirely dedicated to the civil rights movement. The National Women's History Museum notes the civil rights activist served as president of her local NAACP chapter and eventually played a huge role in ending school segregation in Arkansas by organizing the Little Rock Nine, a group of nine black students who integrated Central High School. Arkansas recognizes the third Monday in February as Daisy Gatson Bates Day to celebrate her legacy. Miriam, it looks like Merkaba, but it looks like Makaba. It looks like it is Makaba. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee right now. Literally, I don't know if my two replies on the discussion were good enough, but I spent more time on my presentation stuff than trying to get that together. it's a crazy journey. Every woman in her own way somehow breaks barriers in some way, if they put their mind to it. But the reason why, when a black woman in this era especially that we're reading about breaks these barriers, it's because it's significant. It's significant, and it needs to be told. Because if they were white, it wouldn't be significant. Just being another white person doing some more shit. The fact that the whole entire time, even when they were freed, they were held back. Especially the women. Now, if y'all followed the show last year, we did white history and black history because white history is also black history. And black history is also white history because in most black history, there's some white folks that are doing some bad shit to them, trying to stop them, killing them, taking their kids, using them as alligator bait, doing horrible things, blaming them for stuff that they didn't do, throwing them in jail for shit they didn't do, shit like that, burning whole towns down, stuff like that, Black Wall Street, people killing people, for trying to stop them from voting, from being people. Y'all still, those are the same motherfuckers who are mad today that they still lost their slaves. But they added religion to it, see? Sammy used to tell my brother that black people enslave themselves. When I heard that, I was very sick into myself. No, they didn't. Just like the rest of you out here that believe in the sky, Daddy, that you can't see, and that the only reason you have moral code is because you're threatened with damnation in a place that possibly exists inside of the bottom of Earth. That makes no goddamn sense, because you know what's inside Earth? A fucking mantle core. Molten magma. The fuck do you mean? Energy cannot be destroyed. After you die, you don't know you're fucking dead. That is it. When I think religion, I think these women. I think the trials and tribulations that they've went through. I think my mother, who was a child bride. I think that 11-year-old girl who was raped by her priest and then was forced to marry him by her own family and the church instead of punishing him. And I'm sure he went on to rape more. So when I hear people complain about what I do, and I get complaints about my black history, well, why do you say so many bad things about white people? Because it's your history, you dumb bitch. Make me say, I'm going to call you the N-word because it is ignorant as fuck, and that's exactly what you deserve. Miriam Makeba. Her history is important, and it's important to recognize the work done by black women around the world. She was a South African singer who spoke out against the apartheid for decades. According to The Guardian, after her death in 2008, South Africa's former president, Nelson Mandela, said she was South Africa's first lady of song, and she richly deserved that title of Mama Africa. She was a mother to our struggle and to the young nation. I got a number six here. Alexa Kennedy became the first black woman neurosurgeon in the U.S. in 1981. According to the U.S. National Library of Medicine, she helped save thousands of lives, mostly children. According to Changing the Face of Medicine, during her 20-year career, her home state of Michigan recognized her milestones by inducting her into the Women's Hall of Fame in 1989, and she was named Teacher of the Year by the Children's Hospital of Michigan. Claudette Colvin. While Rosa Parks made history for all the right reasons, Claudette Colvin refused to give up her bus seat for a white person months before Parks did. Per NPR, she was only 15 years old at the time, so why isn't her name mentioned in the as frequently as Parks is? Now, her mother told her to be quiet about what she did, Colvin told New York Times in 2009. She told me, let Rosa be the one. White people aren't going to bother Rosa. Her skin is lighter than yours, and they like her. She told the publication that in her heart, she knew that Parks was the right person to become the heart of the civil rights movement. Number eight, Marsha P. Johnson was an LGBTQ activist and trans woman who helped lead the Stonewall riots in 2017. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a fucking typo. Y'all messed up. It's supposed to be a period there. Now, in 2017, a Netflix documentary investigating her death drew attention to her legacy. Now, as well as the continued violence against transgender women of color today, the New York Times says that in addition to being a drag performer, Johnson worked with homeless LGBTQ young people and people with AIDS and HIV. Now, New York City's Greenwich Village memorialized Johnson's contributions with a monument in May 2019 just down the street from the Stonewall Inn. Now, the LGBTQ movement was portrayed very much as a white gay male movement. Now, New York City First Lady Shirlane McRae told the Times, this monument centers that trend of whitewashing history. We are going to save this list, and we're going to do more of this this week. But I feel like this should be something that's every day. This is something that's every day. We need to stop whitewashing history for white consumption to make white people comfortable. Because I've got news for y'all, colonizers. What did you produce? I mean, y'all got the MyPillow guy right now. Trump won't testify. Hillary did. When you ain't got nothing to hide, you show up and testify. By the other night, I could keep telling him and telling him and telling him, and the story don't change. Except I got new information. We never got together in the first place many, many moons ago. And if I wasn't with you, why does that matter? 2017 does not matter. And in 2020, I didn't meet nobody either. I was with that dumbass being cheated on with a heroin addict, of which I had no idea. But hey, now I do. So, it's okay. Your life is falling apart, honey. That's why you were on the ground crying. That's why you crashed your vehicle. That's why you live where you live. That truck doesn't even belong to you. Your poor uncle. I know he disowned you. He wanted to take his name off that vehicle so bad. And look what you've done to him. You fucked over your family so bad. And you're hanging around a bitch who stole from your own family. What? You are just, that is, no. I just can't do it. But, lessons learned, right? So when you ladies are writing me, calling me, some of you have a bunch of, like, you know, a lot of you have boyfriends, toxic males in your life, stuck in situations, maybe. Take the fucking advice, man. I don't know what men are really good for at times. I really don't. Like, what do I need you for? I could fix my own shit. Shit, now I can put in fans. And, like, some electrical stuff, because he showed me how to do some. What the fuck are you good for? I could do my own pool maintenance. I'm pretty sure I could put up a fence on my own, too. If I had to do that on the farm. So, I mean, I could fix my own car, maintain it. I could fix shit. I'm an engineer, motherfucker. I rig shit all the time to work. Like, I can do this. What do I need you for? Women, why do we do this? Why do we need males? What, to procreate? To use as a fuck stick? Like, they made dildos for that. A robot would suffice at this point. Because I could pretty much, ow, you really did scratch me too, you little bastard. Bleeding. Dick! You're a dick! Yeah, fuck you, guy. My cat's an asshole. When he was brought to me, I opened the truck door. He came to me first thing. He had nasty gunk in his eye. He had kitty gonorrhea in his eye. We got nursed him to health, but he was a teeny tiny thing. He's giant now. He's 10 months old. Huge. When I got him, he's sitting on my lap. I looked down at him. I said, Zeus. He said, meow. I said, Lucifer. Meow. And I said, Morningstar. Meow. He approved. So, he has become my familiar. And he truly is one of those cats. He will knock down your stuff while looking at you. Like, you want me to not do this? He'll do it. He is insane. And he will eat your face. But, I mean, I love him. We play. He finds me through the house. He chases me through the house. We play hide and seek, and he's fun. I love him, but he's a dick. Then he scared the shit out of Luna, so she let go of her tail. She's not gonna grow back, poor thing. Like, I love my cat. I love Luna too. I love my lizard. She's awesome. She likes to adventure and go around the house and stuff, and she thinks she's invisible, so I have to make her stay in and tell her no often, but I let her adventure a little bit, put the cats up. Now, I've got a few things to share before we do our forecast really quick. I've got some powder here. It's called, now it's to make a spiritual wall of protection. We're just using salt, but I really think with the change and everything, like my house, my regular ghosts may have moved on, and I have different ghosts now. I don't know, but I haven't been this freaked out since last week. Some weird shit happened. It was weird. I shit you not. So, I've got some Shall Not Pass powder. It's powder to make a spiritual wall of protection. Now, it's got red brick dust, ashes of pine or cedar wood, and dirt from a churchyard. Now, I have graveyard dirt. Blend equal parts to each powder together. Pray Psalm 91 or another protection spell over the powder. Remember, psalms in the Bible are basically spells. Stir it counterclockwise 99 times, then stir clockwise 99 times. Spread a thin line of this around a whole area to be protected. For homes, include a line across all doors and windows. This powder will keep malicious spirits and people out. Use as a floor sweep to cleanse haunted places or places where violence has taken place. I think I'm just going to go ahead and put the alchemical symbols as a reference guide up on here after I get done, so that way y'all can just have it, and I think you'll be able to get it off there if you want to keep it. I'm refurbishing my grimoire myself right now, and it's one of them nice leather ones, and I'm going to be adding my alchemical symbols and updating, so I figured I was going to throw that up for those who do also have. So I got a tip from a witch here. If you want to start attracting something into your life, start giving that area of your life or object you seek praise, as if it is already where or how you want it to be. For example, if someone asks how your business or education is going, don't make it negative with trying not to drown, but instead saying positive affirmations such as, I couldn't be more blessed with how wonderful everything is going. Keep this practice up and quickly attract your magical reality. Now, what Jupiter will bring you in the next 12 months. Aries, you're going to broaden your social horizons. Taurus, important career opportunities. Me. Gemini, a sense of higher purpose, destiny. Cancer, a new source of income, transformation. Leo, new people, new relationships, agenda. Virgo, fresh new everyday life, new career. Libra, the chance to enjoy yourself and be happy. Me. Scorpio, new home, fresh energy and family. Sagittarius, important people around you. Capricorn, many chances to increase income. Aquarius, new you and many opportunities. Pisces, magical powers of rebirth. It doesn't mean you're going to be able to fly or anything like that. This just means that you're going to magically not be you. And I just want to say that because this episode is Girl Power Hour, and it is everything that is girl, including politics at this point, I want to say, ladies, good job, and gents, those who voted and are on the right side of history, because the Republicans lost the House, the Senate, the White House, the NRA files for bankruptcy, Trump was banned from social media, Parler shut down, billion-dollar lawsuits against Fox, and Lou Dobbs was canceled, and there's more coming. Wait. Why am I clapping? I have this. Yeah. That's why I put that there. That's right. Much needed applause. Okay, that's enough. All right, so I was asked a question about charging their stuff, like, you know, crystals and whatnot. So I have some methods for you. Here's some methods here, some sun and moonlight. Just like cleansing, you can set an object in the sun or the moonlight to let it soak up that energy. Crystals have been charged and cleansed, can be used to charge other items. So you can charge other stuff, gather your group. Like I put everything under the moon. I use moon power. So the elements use the power of the elements to charge items metaphorically or literally. Visualization, the picture, your energy and intention flowing into your item and filling it with its power. The herbs charge an item with corresponding herbs by passing them through the herb smoke and anointing with herbal oils, etc. Sound, using singing bowls, bells, or corresponding music to fill an item with space or with item or space with energy. That's interesting. When to charge, after you cleanse a tool, item, when an item tool doesn't feel as potent or feels weak, when energy becomes stagnant, and when you want an item to hold certain intention or purpose. You can do it at any time. How to charge, now pick your target. This could be anything. Just pick something that you would want to fill with energy. Choose a method of charging that is appropriate for your item. Hold your intention while charging. Stay focused on transferring energy to the target item. Listen to your intuition. You'll know when an item has been charged completely. Now I have something on top of that to bind, wrap in a black thread, drip wax over, or seal in a jar and hide it in the dark. To banish, burn in effect to ash and to sweep off a back doorstep, cast it out a window or bury it in the ground or spit on it. To encourage, plant it by the front doorsteps, bury it by a window or a place on the windowsill. To hide, place in a jar, painted black, cover with cloth, and bury or wrap with a ribbon. To cleanse, bury it in a bowl of salt, burn herbs, and pass through the smoke, or lay it in the moon water bath. To glamour, leave under the full moon, hold its reflection over a mirror with herbs, or to wish, place before a candle and blow it out. Drown a coin in water, or let seeds flow into the wind. To communicate with a spirit or deity, anoint a candle, leave out offerings, or open the doors and windows. And that will leave us from February 7th to the 13th. Now, this week is a new moon, and this occurs on Thursday, February 11th, at 2:06 p.m., Now, Thursday afternoon, a new moon occurs in the sign of Aquarius. Now, a new moon in Aquarius marks the beginning of a new cycle. The Capricorn new moon cycle ends and the Aquarius new moon cycle begins. In the sign of Aquarius, friendship, brotherhood, group activities, social pursuits, group projects, try something new, humanitarian efforts, or joining a group will be a strong focus. New beginnings regarding any or all of these matters are possible now. This is a time during which we should solve problems that require thinking outside of the box. Look to the future with a brand new positive and hopeful vision. Brainstorm and socialize. Focus on extending a friendly hand, receiving support, and expressing platonic love for those around us. Give our emotions and passions a break as we develop more objectivity and some detachment from past haunts. Learn how something or someone works. Revitalize ourselves through experiences that are new or simply different. Reach out to people in our social circle and in our community and recognize the value of our friendships and social networks. Recognize that some level of detachment and distancing ourselves from our habits and attachment to that the past will help us break away from destructive behaviors that are holding us back. With this potent Aquarius energy, we have the chance to make progressive changes in our lives. For some of us, circumstances are such that we need to pay more attention to these matters. An unusually large number of planets' bodies are in Aquarius at the time of this lunation. Besides the lights, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn are also in Aquarius, and it's particularly hopeful, humanitarian, and progressive lineup, although this lunation square to Mars suggests we should watch out for impulsiveness, as well as Mercury is in retrograde in the sign, suggesting a look back before we move ahead. Venus aligns with Jupiter on the day of the new moon, encouraging much hopefulness, giving one another the benefits of the doubt, generosity, and friendliness. All major planets are on one side of the chart, within two planets forming a trine, a wedge pattern, if you will, suggesting a great concentration of focus. It can be difficult to see the other side of the coin, but it's a good time to put effort into something special. It's time to investigate and explore new ideas, trends, and technologies. This is a powerful time for focusing on a special project. We should watch for pushing something too hard. However, This phase of the moon occurs at 23 degrees and 17 minutes of Aquarius, affecting people born with personal planets and points approximately 19 to 27 degrees of the fixed signs Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, most significantly. The new moon is excellent for a clutter-free look at the major bodies at the time of the new moon. So get outside and look, guys. Get your binoculars. Look on your sky maps. And if you have an iPhone, y'all sky maps are the best. Now, last quarter moon happened on February 4th at 12:37 p.m. Now, on that Thursday afternoon, the last quarter moon was exact when the sun in Aquarius formed a square with the moon in Scorpio. Now, the last quarter moon phase points to some sort of crisis of consciousness after basking in the awareness symbolized by the full light of the moon at the time of the recent full moon. We disperse our knowledge and come to a point when we need to sort out what works for us and what doesn't, in preparation for next week's new moon and something new is born once again. Isn't that the best time to start a major project? As a decreasing light of the moon symbolizes a descent into unconsciousness, now is the time to begin finishing up the details of that which was conceived at the last new moon. We may want to consider what our recent revelations meant to us and what we might want to do as a result. And it was better to review and sort than to push something new. Until the new moon, we might take inventory, tie up loose ends, and let go if necessary. Now, that phase of the moon occurred at 16 degrees and 8 minutes of Scorpio, square the sun at 16 degrees and 8 minutes of Aquarius, affecting people born with personal planets and points at approximately 14 to 18 degrees of the fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius most significantly. Yay! We actually caught up. And for your last tarot tip, for those of you who have been writing this morning in the chat, these are some tarot tips for those that are just starting their divination journey. And remember, if you can do it, you're going to be able to do it. It's not something that you just learn. So, divination is for advice. You can always change your future through your actions. Bond with your deck. Carry it with you, shuffle it, and sleep with it. Put it under your pillow. Start simple and practice. Try single card readings or three card readings. Draw one card daily. Study its meaning and the design. Reflect on how it related to your day. Interview your deck. It's a good way to get to know a new deck. Cleanse it with any new tool. As with any new tool, you will cleanse it before using it and after it. What I think, and it's so funny, I mentioned this on one of the last shows, global consciousness. Like, literally, I read off some things that, I mean, I'm totally guilty of these things, and apparently a lot of people do. Like, for me, I have a little spell that I say before I do each one, and then I hold it to my heart chakra. I also put them in the right houses and in the right order and cleanse them and then mix them up and shuffle them really good. I cleanse them, I sleep with them, I carry them. It is something that is very needed and necessary when you are working with tarot cards. So I do feel like that is the tea on this. We will get to some probably more Black History and News tomorrow because it is Black History Month, and there will be some white history in there too. There isn't much to be proud of, honestly. So, some of y'all's ancestors were pretty fucking horrible. Child molesters, child rapists of slaves, just horrible people. I mean, really? But thank God for the new administration rolling in, and get ready for a new rocket ride, guys, because we're 20 years in the humanitarian event of the age of Aquarius. And that is the tea for you guys today. I have a shit ton to do, and I bet I got a terrible grade on my fucking assignment. Oh, God. I love you all. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. Don't go out unless you have to. Stay the fuck away from your crazy ex. Do your best to get yourself out of your abusive relationship. And remember, it takes one day to change the rest of your life. So throw yourself out there. work hard every day to change something. And that's the tea. Black Lives Matter. I love you all. Mwah. Zen Writer out.